My name is Ogwang David Omega. Ogwang is spelled O-G-W-A-N-G.
Okay.
And I'm from northeastern part of Uganda, that's found in part of East Africa.
So David, you're here in Ireland. How come you have come to Ireland from Uganda?
Wow, I was invited by Trokra to come and speak to a number of students to briefly explain to them the kind of activities that we are doing back in Uganda with the support that we get through Trokra. And my job here in Ireland is to clearly explain to the students and to various schools that I've been to and to any audience the kind of work and particularly activities that we do in Uganda and through my organization, and the support is coming from Trokra. That's one. And two is to help them briefly understand that Trokra doesn't just get the money and use it by itself. Trokra has an organization that it supports. That's local-based organization that is based in the various areas. So Trokra gets the money from here through Lent, during Lent period like this, because in a Trokra box, and that money is used to sponsor various projects that is beneficial in all over the world.
So what is the organization that you work for in Uganda?
It's called Facilitation for Peace and Development. We have 40 staff, and its main vision is to see that it's a peaceful society whereby people respect each other's right. And in all doing that, we have various departments. We have the good governance department, we have the livelihood department, we have the legal department, then we have the child protection department. The way we do our work in the organization is that all these departments work together as one. So if under good governance department, we are basically training them on human rights issues. Is it anyway important to respect human rights issues? Is it important for the local community to participate in governance? All that we are trying to bring up, the key issue that was eroded during the 20-year-old conflict that took place in northern Uganda, and try to bring it back to what it was so that people can be in position to demand for accountability and better service delivery from the government. But along the way, you get other problems like farming. We have land wrangles, and that's where we need the legal department to come in and try to solve the legal issues. We go and do legal representation in court and all that. But then also the child protection. During the course of the war, there are a lot of children that were being born, and most of them were born in the camp and then grew up in the camp. So as they are right now going back to school, other key issues are starting to emerge. For example, child neglect, child abuse, and some parents are not sending girl child to school. And in that area, we involve in the child protection department. So livelihood department basically is about supporting the various families that we are working with to enhance their livelihood. They should get involved in agriculture as a way of supporting themselves. We believe at the end of the day, if we are moving out of a particular family, we should leave them when they're well packaged and when they're fully prepared to face the world on their own.
Now, this is your first trip to Ireland. What do you think of Ireland so far?
Wow, it's my first trip out of East Africa and the first time to be in Ireland. I love the country. I must say that I wished I was Irish. But though I'm still getting used to the weather, the northern part where I come from is next to Sahara Desert. So temperature goes as high as 40 or 45 degrees Celsius. And down here in Ireland, they told me when it's warmest, it's 5 degrees or 10. But yeah, to me, that's still extremely cold.
So you dressed in layers?
Yes.
Yeah. I've not dressed, and I'm learning a few Irish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone told me you want to greet in the morning, you say Deirdre. And then if you want to say thank you, you say Sloan. And then when Goreth Mahagon, Sloan is like saying bye-bye.
Yes, exactly. Very good, very impressed. Yeah. Tell me, does the work that Trokra does, is it literally saving lives and making a huge difference over in Uganda?
That's a big question, because I don't know where to start answering it from, because I get to meet the local community every day. I'll talk, for example, about these two particular family. This Daniel's family that's focusing the Trokra's Lantern campaign this year. Daniel's father got involved. He was abducted twice by the rebels, but he is a gentleman who believes a lot in prayers. So Along the way, as they're moving with him, he gets to pray, and then they release him back. Daniel and his mother, what was at by that time staying in a camp that was situated in Bologna, in a place called Bologna. And then in 21st of February 2004, the LRA rebels attacked that particular camp and killed over 400 people. And Daniel and his mother somehow survived during the massacre. Somebody helped them and showed them the way out. Now, after leaving the camp, the peace agreement was signed in 2006. So people were now allowed to come back to their respective homes. And coming back home, Africa, we use trees to mark our boundaries, to show this is where my land stops and yours starts from that tree to the next one. Mm. And after 20 years in the camps, literally everybody who got back home were young people. And, you know, they could remember that, prescribe their names on particular trees, but along the course of the war, trees were being cut down either by the rebels or by the government soldiers who claim trees were inhabiting the rebels. So people got back home, and it was total mess from day one. So to clearly bring out the impact of the work that Trocra is doing, I'll use the two different projects that I'm working on. So we embark on a number of human rights issues, training these people afresh. We requested them to sit in groups of 40. Basically, we are targeting 40 women. And why did we go in for the women? It seems because most of the people who came back home were the women. And the men who got back home resorted to drinking alcoholism as a way of forgetting what happened in their past. So with the Trocra support, we started training them on basic human rights issues. Is it anyway important to respect somebody's right? Or is it important to know that there's a child has a right somewhere? Or a woman has a right to own property and land? So all that, we did that. And then to encourage the various women's group that we work through the support of Trocra to participate in governance, if the level of education is very low, what should we do? What should we do? Should we sit back? No. The key issue is, we as citizens of this village, what can we do? Is to come up together as a community, start demanding for accountability from the government. And through that, they started writing petition from the government to demand for more teachers to be sent in their local areas, more health workers to be sent, more medication to be sent. And then I must say, right now as I talk, they are in far much better position, because the government fears the local area that we are working with, because the local people are literally demanding for each and everything from the government, and that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the support that Trocra gives us. That's only in one area. And when you go to the livelihood area, after 20 years in the camp, people weren't doing farming. Farming is the backbone of Uganda. It's where we get our food. So literally, people couldn't go to the market and buy food because there was no money. So we came in with our livelihood support, with our livelihood program that was being supported through Trocra, and we gave them seed outputs. We gave them oxen and ox plows. We teach them on the modern farming methods so that we can increase on their yields. And there's a lady who is called Lillian. She got involved in the war, and the husband is called Moses. During the course of the war, they got back home, and he came very, very violent. He used to beat her after each and every day. But with the support that we had, the group could sit together with her family. They counseled him, they counseled her. And as I talk now, the family is much more settled. He did not only stop drinking, he started participating in farming himself. So last year, in February, when we gave them soybean that was distributed given to us through Trocra, she farmed it and she harvested 30 bags of soybeans, which each bag weighs 150 kilograms. And a kilo of soybean in Uganda is being sold at £1. So they sat together, her and Moses, as a family, and then they sold the soybean. They raised a lot of money. And with the money which they had in their hand, they sent two children to post-primary schools. And then the remaining money which they had, they used it to construct a semi-permanent house, 2-bedroom, which is, right now it looks good, and that wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for the support. That's one. And secondly, in March last year, Trocra came up with an initiative to support the local community. The area we work in, they don't have electricity. So there's this particular solar lamp that they brought to the local community. Deep, we used to have what we call the kerosene lamp. Now, the kerosene lamp in reality looks good, but you have to buy like kerosene every day. And then it covers a distance maximum of like 2 meters or 3. And then in Uganda, right now, northern Uganda, it is dry season. So you find there's a lot of wind blowing around.
So it's dangerous.
It's dangerous. And people are all stacked up in this one grass thatch house, typical of African family, 8 members. And once inside that small grass thatch house family, they are breathing in carbon monoxide that's coming from the kerosene lamp. And that is very dangerous to their health. That's only one. And two, since there's a lot of wind blowing around, there were chances of houses catching fire. So most of the houses got burned and some people actually passed away.
Something as simple as a solar lamp has made an awful difference.
So as I talk right now, during the festive season, no case of such that I haven't heard from anywhere that my house has got burned and all that. Kids are reading their books at home and doing their homework. Daniel's father told me he gets to wake up at night and read his Bible. So I think it is a great, great work that Rokia is doing back at home in Uganda. And that wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for the Lantim campaign that is going on through right now.